It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Early Edge in 5. Thanks for starting your work week off with us. I'm Grace Remington. And before we begin, please like this video, subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel, and go ahead and jump in the chat. You know, it's always a party in there. So let's get this thing started. I don't want to waste time and bring in the guys, Frickin' Frack, EC and Specty, Mikey B and AB behind the scenes. EC, before we start, I have to say I was so bummed that Tampa Bay-Boston game was postponed on Friday, because your parlay, the Cape Prop parlay, would have hit.
Yeah, it's the only thing I could have hit, Grace. I've been so ice cold with baseball. I mean, we got to keep going back to the well. You know my theory. If it doesn't work yesterday, we try again today, and we keep doing it until we get on a run. We know how that works, but yeah, it was frustrating. I did hit that, but poor Freddie Freeman should have sent me some, like, a death threat. His 20-game hit streak out the window on Friday, and out the window as well on Saturday. Didn't, you know, no hits for two straight days after hitting for 20 in a row. Sorry, Freddie. Oh, my bad.
Painful. All right. Well, game two of the Stanley Cup final tonight. We got 7 MLB games on the slate this evening. So, Specty, as usual, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, we're going to start off with Connor Joe. Over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Doing a little EC pick right over here. He usually does this one. It's at even money, and in the last 5 games, he's averaged 3 hits, runs, and RBIs, and he's gone over this line in 4 out of those 5 games. He's playing the A's tonight with J.P. Spears pitching, who's given up 53 hits and 42 runs in 59 innings pitched. The Pirates have not played the A's so far, so we can't give you head-to-head data. But if you're going to have a good game, it's going to be against the A's. That's why we're on the over for Connor Joe tonight.
That's a pretty solid strategy, is just fade the A's in every way this season. I thought you were going to say it, so I have to say it. Alan Bell in our email before the show said Connor Joe sounds like an old boxing manager that's fallen on hard times. So that is who we're rooting for tonight. Mikey B, you're working extra hard for us today because you've already put in a couple Moneyline picks on the site, which, reminder to everyone, if you're not subscribed to Sportsline, what are you doing? You get picks around the clock. But Mikey, you got some props for us today. And what are those?
All right, yeah, we got 2 baseball props. First, we're going to go Josh Young over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -125. He's facing Adam Wainwright, who has a 6.15 ERA through 5 starts. Good thing about Wainwright is he does not miss a lot of bats. He has just 16 strikeouts and 26 in the 3rd innings. That helps Young's case. Over his last 15 games, Young is hitting .414 with 4 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 16 run scores. During that 15-game stretch, he had at least 2 combined hits, runs, and RBIs 11 times. Now, we're going to stay in that same game. We think the Rangers are going to score a lot of runs, so let's go Adam Wainwright under 17.5 outs recorded at -135. His last start against the Royals, he threw 105 pitches. He must have gone at least 6 innings, right? Nope. He only logged 5 innings. He has not had at least 18 outs recorded in any of his 5 starts. He has a 1.71 whip. That spells disaster against the Rangers team that has scored the most runs in the league.
All right. Thank you, Mikey B. So we got a pitcher to fade. I'm going to give you one to follow. I'm going back to the K-prop model. I like Brandon Belak over 3.5 strikeouts. This is plus money everywhere, but the highest it's at is +115 on BetMGM. The number I have for it is 4.2 going over this line. 61.2% of the time. That gives us odds of -158. So you can already see the edge we have there with all the plus money. Belak's been a pleasant surprise for the Stros after the injuries to their starting rotation. His last 4 starts, he's gone at least 5 innings. So that gives us plenty of opportunity to hit these 4 strikeouts. 2 of the stats I like looking at when it comes to pitcher strikeouts are swinging strike percentage and contact. percentage. Both of those for him year over year have improved. It's his first time facing Toronto. That's always an advantage for the pitcher. He's also playing in a dome, perfect weather conditions. Advantage pitcher once again. I will add a disclaimer. We know Toronto is great against right-handed pitching, but four, really not a lot to ask here. And Bielak he's reached that in three of his last four starts. So great situational spot, great price. We're going Brandon Bielak over 3.5 Ks. Also, C was on the Astros first five money line this morning. So we love the synergy there. And speaking of synergy, EC, you're on the same side as Mikey B on one of his props. So which one is that?
Yeah, Grace, I feel so smart. But, you know, parlay is the word of the day here. First of all, I just want to say this. You know, we hit that plus 650 last week in golf. That's two out of the last 3 weeks in golf. Hey, parlays can make money. Just have to be smart about it. All right, I just want to point that out. There are parlay opportunities on this show, including a few picks that I'm going to give you. Now, Mikey B talked about Adam Wainwright, how he won't go six innings. Well, I actually agree with that. But I also think in his 5 2/3 or less, he's going to give up more than 6.5 hits. You can get that on DraftKings at plus 120. He's given up 7 or more in 4 of his 5 starts this year. Lefties are hitting a ridiculous 400 against him on the season. And, oh, by the way, Texas, he's playing on the road at Texas. They lead the league in hits. It's just all coming together. Corey Seager is another guy that I almost took. That was my one that I threw out just to keep the show a little bit shorter. Corey Seager, over 2.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. Was going to add that in there to Mikey B's Josh Jung play. So we're fading Adam Wainwright in that game. All right, another pitcher that I'm fading, Joey Wentz of the Detroit Tigers, over 2.5 earned runs allowed at minus 125. This guy has an 8.47 ERA on the road. Right-handers are hitting 3.27 with 9 homers against him, and this over of 2.5 earned runs is 3-1 in his road games. I'm sorry, the Phillies lineup is really good. Trey Turner is due to get hot. Nick Castellanos starting to improve a little bit. I think Philly tees off on this guy tonight. So that is in my personal parlay. I'm doing a 2-unit parlay tonight. That's number one. So what's the second leg? The Florida Panthers money line at plus 120. So, I mean, I could give you all these stats about Florida winning 11 of their past 12 games going into the Stanley Cup final and whatnot. I mean, they've only lost, back-to-back games once in the playoffs, games 3 and 4 against Boston. This one, just a gut feeling tonight that I thought Florida outplayed Vegas for more than half the game on Saturday. They were tied going into the third period. Vegas got 3 goals, including an empty netter. I feel like Florida bounces back tonight, scores at least 3, if not more, gets on the board. They're even going back to Florida. I think this series goes at least 6, if not 7, and Florida takes care of business tonight. Best player on the ice in Matthew Tkachuk. Best goalie on the ice in Sergei Bobrovsky.
Big cheesy in the chat. Over under EC uses the word parlay was at 7.5. That sort of over.
Oh, that's long over. Way over.
That's really a line we need to set every show. There was another one. EC on parlays from Chris. 60% of the time, it works every time. EC, this is the thing I don't understand. The Panthers money line could just be a good pick on its own. Why are you throwing it in a parlay?
Because instead of getting plus 120, Grace, I love my pick so much on Joey Wentz, I can get plus 300. So, I mean, that's how I look at it. That's how I look. Now, I've gotten burned on parlays, too. I parlayed the Victor Hovland yesterday before the round at plus 650 with the Twins, who lost 2-1. So it happens. You do lose. But I'm feeling really good about Wentz over and the Panthers. We're getting our 3-1 parlay. Throw Mikey B's anti-Adam Wainwright, throw Specty's Connor Joe, throw your Brandon Bielak in a parlay. That's what I'm talking about tonight.
Okay, so parlays
is what he's doing. He parlays in that's how it goes. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I love that, Specter, when you can parlay parlays. That's amazing.
Best comment, sometimes parlays don't hit. That's what EC just said. That's breaking news. Sometimes parlays don't hit.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's go to the recap screen now so we can see how we're parlaying all of these beautiful picks tonight. All right. EC is on the over 6.5 hits allowed for Adam Wainwright at plus 120. Fading Joey Wentz again over 2.5 earned runs allowed at minus 125. And the Panthers money line at plus 120. Please, everyone, just play that one as a single. Specty is on Connor Joe over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at plus 100. Mikey B, Josh Young over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -125. And some more synergy with Adam Wainwright here, under 17.5 outs at -135. And I got Brandon Belak for the Strohs over 3.5 strikeouts against the Blue Jays at +115. All right, the Early Edge will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern. For Specty, Mikey B, AB Behind the Scenes, and even EC, I'm Grace Darmington. Thank you for watching. Have a great night.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.